This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Eric Brown. Eric, how's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Going real well. You entered the season. Any expectations? Any goals?
Not so much expectations. Goals. I want to, just go out and perform the best of my abilities and hopefully stay here the rest of the year and contribute for the team.
You were drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays last year. We got to see you at the tail end of the season after your time in Vancouver. How'd you spend the winter?
I was over in Vancouver at University of British Columbia. I was still taking classes and training there with some of my past teammates at school who are also in pro ball and just trying to get ready for this season.
What are you working towards in terms of school?
I'm working towards my degree in kinesiology. Hopefully take that into education afterwards.
Education in what kind of way?
Well, right now I'm looking into teaching. I'm not sure what level, but we'll kind of get there when we get there. Trying to focus on baseball right now.
With baseball, what age were you when you started playing?
I don't know. I was playing when I was 3 years old in the living room with a foam bat and ball, but I guess t-ball was maybe like 4 or 5 years old.
I had friends who they started playing spatula ball. They'd grab whatever was in the house and they'd just play because sports was in the family. Was sports in your family?
Both my parents, played some baseball and softball and the like. And, my sister, basketball player, and just kind of grew up playing hockey, baseball, basketball, just everything.
How many siblings do you have?
Just one, younger sister.
So you're keeping track of her basketball career. She's keeping track of your baseball career.
Well, she didn't pursue it into university, although she could have. She just decided to focus on her studies. So,
what your parents do for a living?
My mom is a coordinator of, it's hard to describe, school health support system. It's social work. And my dad works in a grain elevator.
They get a chance to see you during the season?
They try to make it out. Hopefully, if I'm still here, they've already planned on coming out here in July and seeing me in Lansing.
How long a trip is that?
I'm not sure. It's shorter than Vancouver, though, that's for sure.
So you grew up in Canada. Where specifically?
Thunder Bay, Ontario.
What's it like?
It's nice. It's it's not very big. A lot of wilderness around, right on the lake, Lake Superior, and I'm a small town boy, so it's nice, so it's home.
It seems to me the stereotype is if you're Canadian, you grow up playing hockey instead of baseball. Did you play hockey?
Absolutely. It was hockey in the winter and baseball in the summer. I just kind of went back and forth.
How short is the baseball season based on the weather?
Well, baseball went from February until, maybe end of August, but I mean those first 4 months were indoors. So outdoors, June, July, August were about it.
Now you've gotten to pitch for your nation on the world stage in the World Baseball Classic and in other world competitions. What's the biggest stage you've ever pitched on?
Probably the World University Games in Tokyo, Japan. That was quite an experience. It's always an honor to play for your country, and playing against the U.S. was a pretty big highlight.
How'd you get the invitation?
Coaching staff was inviting players, and I just happened to be fortunate enough that my University of British Columbia coaching staff were making up part of that staff, and so they knew what I could do, and they decided to give me the invitation, and I was fortunate enough to make the team.
What was the atmosphere like there?
It was a great experience. I think everyone was just really happy to be there and enjoying it and trying to make the most of it.
Speaking with Lugnuts pitcher Eric Brown, you've had your starting experience. Now we're seeing you as a stalwart out of the bullpen. What's the different mindset for you as a reliever compared to being a starter?
As a reliever, it's a lot tougher because you have to just, try and be locked in every game at all times, ready to go. And, you kind of have to look for, signs of, maybe you might be coming into the game. So, as a starter, it's very easy. You're every 5 days, you can get locked in the morning. Reliever, it's a little more difficult, especially coming from, as a starter in college. But getting used to it, it's just a transition.
What sort of stuff do you throw? What pitches do you have?
Fastball, slider, and changeup.
Is there anything you're working on right now with your secondary stuff?
Just consistency more than anything. Just trying to, make sure that they're my best pitches at every time.
Makes sense to me. How about defensively? We see PFP all the time, the pitcher fielding practice. Is there something that the coaches are specifically trying to work with the pitchers defensively?
Just fielding our position, being an all-around player. You know, they always stress that. If you can't field your position, it could be the difference between you getting called up or someone who can. You have similar stuff. So we're all trying to, you know, improve at all aspects of our fielding, bunts, you know, PFPs, whatever it may be.
Is there something that somebody told you with regard to pitching, some great advice that has really stuck with you?
One quality pitch at a time and pound down.
Simple as that.
Yep.
Well, of all the Lugnuts batters right now that you're seeing, is there anyone that you would not want to face?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, he's hurt right now, but I think John Birdie, he's that speed. He turns average ground balls into hits, and he's a battler up there. He never takes a pitch off, and you know, I really admire that about him as a player.
That holding runners on base, John Birdie's a great example of a guy who, when he's on at first base, second base, makes a pitcher think. How do you keep your concentration on both the base runner and the batter?
You know, it's tough, but just gotta, you know, hold the ball, mix your looks, and you know, just try and make sure you got your best stuff going to the plate at the same time.
What makes an ideal catcher for you to work with?
I love a big target, and you know, sets up well. Chris Schaefer is a huge target back there. He's one of the better ones I've thrown to, and Carlos is pretty good too.
Well, talking with Lugnuts pitcher Eric Brown. Final question: your favorite baseball movie?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I might have to go Field of Dreams, I think.
Why?
I don't know, it's just...
hits the spot.
Yeah, I watched... It was one of the, you know, the earlier ones I saw, probably, I'd say, and it stuck with me.
Sounds good. Eric, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Eric Brown, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.